CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The country's major banks are going to be summoned before Parliament next year to explain their credit policies. The Portfolio Committee on Trade, Industry and Competition says it wants details on how the five commercial lenders determine access to credit and what factors influence their decisions.
We have identified the big five banks, as you know them, Standard Bank, FNB, Absa, Nedbank, Invest. They just make unilateral laws that do not make sense. And we also obviously have to hold them accountable, including some of the charges that they charge to individuals and institutions of government. They will be appearing before us so that we can then have a conversation in terms of what are the areas that needs to be tightened.
Chairperson Mswandile Masina was speaking during a briefing on promoting inclusive economic growth yesterday. He says because there are only a few commercial banks, it seems that they have significant control over who gets credit and what interest rates they charge.
Our assessment after we met in the joint committee with the National Treasury is that the consumption credit is easily available in South Africa, but credit for creating a business or productive funding is not available.
Gauteng Education has confirmed the death of a grade 4 pupil from a suspected foodborne illness. The department's Steve Mabona says the child apparently ate snacks from a spaza shop in Diepkloof, Soweto. He says the little boy died yesterday.
A grade 4 boy learner fell ill while at home after reportedly consuming biscuits from a local spaza shop. Emergency services were called to provide medical assistance to the grade 4 learner. However, he was declared dead. The police are investigating circumstances surrounding these two incidents.
In a separate incident, Mabona says a grade 7 boy was killed by unknown gunmen at home at the weekend. In other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa will launch South Africa's G20 presidency at Parliament this morning. Brazil passed on the baton of the forum's leadership last month after talks in Rio de Janeiro. The presidency previously said that the issues the country will be focusing on going forward include poverty and development on the African continent. Israel has carried out a series of airstrikes on villages in southern Lebanon, killing 9 people. This after the prime minister announced the military will respond with force after Hezbollah fired a missile into disputed territory. The group says it was a defensive tactic after what it calls repeated violations of a ceasefire deal. The U.S. insists the ceasefire has not broken down and that a Washington-led enforcement mechanism would address the violations. And Harvey Weinstein is in hospital after what his lawyers described as an alarming blood test result. It's understood the disgraced film producer needed immediate medical attention and was taken from his jail complex to hospital in New York. He's currently serving a 16-year prison sentence for rape and sexual misconduct. Back home, forecasters say a heat wave with persistently high temperatures is expected over the northwestern and northern parts of KZN from today until Friday. 27 degrees in Durban, Richards Bay, 33, Maritzburg, 30. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.